Present AJ News.
So, how much money did we all pull together to help homeless people in Connecticut? 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's bring in Howard Safan, Principal Harbor Yard Amphitheater in Bridgeport, with the grand total of money raised yesterday on the Radiothon. Howard, before you reveal the number, can you just reset for us what Jimmy Copley's Coats for a Cause is?
So the Coats for a Cause is a fundraiser for the homeless in the city of Bridgeport. Coats that are worn as winter coats, but turn into sleeping bags. The Jeanette Heron and the City Council of Bridgeport came to us for a donation seeking 25 coats for the homeless of Bridgeport. And we just thought there was a better way to do it. And through the amazing efforts of Connoisseur Media, your listeners, our sponsors, and donors throughout, our budgeted number was for 500 coats. And I have to tell you, people thought that we were crazy. And I am very, very proud to tell you, you ready for this?
Yes, we are.
We've raised $88,875.
Oh my God.
Which represents over 700 coats.
Nice. Very nice.
Nice.
That is tremendous.
That's excellent.
And what's I was going to make AJ do the math on that.
No, thank you. You don't want that. We don't have that kind of time.
What's even more amazing is we have people still giving, people still donating. So if you've thought about it, if you've said, hey, this is a great idea, please give $5, $10. We'd love to eclipse the $100,000 mark. So whatever you can give, please have it in your soul. It's cold outside. It's ridiculous. Yesterday, last night was freezing. Could you imagine people being on the street and not having a coat, not being able to sleep? Unthinkable.
You know, Howard, it's easy to look away when we see a homeless person on the street. Thank you for, one, not looking away, but getting us to take a look, too. It's a great community effort. We have someone on the phone who we're going to talk to about some important issues, but they personally want to thank you for what you did here. Governor Lamont.
Hey, Chaz, AJ, Howard, Jimmy, thank you, guys. Howard, thank you so much for what you did. This, of all days, on this cold, snowy day, to get that many coats, that much money, and keep going, amazing listeners and Chaz and AJ. Let's get this over $100,000. It is so appreciated in this time of need. You guys are amazing.
Oh, I bet the governor knows some people who have money.
Probably.
Go to your phone real quick. Just the A section.
Yeah.
Governor, thank you for coming on and talking to Howard. Have you guys met?
Yes, we have. Okay. And I certainly know that I know the governor's favorite band is Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I'm hearing about them.
There's a hint.
They coming around someday?
Yes, they will if you're kind enough to open up our amphitheater.
Let's go. Outdoors, I think we're going to be in pretty decent shape by June, July. I got to believe that.
Oh, that's perfect.
Excellent.
Governor, before we let Howard go, any bands you want to, this would be a good time to request some concerts you may want to see.
I kind of dig Queen. I like Bohemian Rhapsody. That reminded me about Freddie Mercury. I know they got to be resurrected, but what do you think?
Queen is one of my favorite bands, and I think at some point in time, Mr. Governor, we'll be having cocktails watching Queen.
There you go. I love it.
Wow.
Love it.
You are the champion.
Howard Safan, thank you for coming on. Thank you for letting us be a part of this great effort. Appreciate it.
Thank you for everybody's help and assistance in this very, very needy cause.
All right, Howard.
Good work, my friend.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks, Governor.
Oh, that was cool. Hey, Governor, how are you?
Yeah, it's doing pretty good. Hey, AJ.
Hello. Hello, right. Governor.
Governor.
So on this same theme of concerts, you're thinking maybe in June, What about the venues and private parties? I hear now March 1st, we can open that up a little bit.
Well, we said March 19th, just so that the event planners, you know, could start scheduling things a month in advance. They need that type of notice. We said 100 indoors, 200 outdoors. No, outdoors is not great now, but hopefully by April with a tent, you can get some bigger events, birthday party, wedding. So trying my best to give people some time to plan.
That's just 2 days after St. Patrick's Day, too. Was that part of the thought process?
A little bit. I got to admit. I mean, remember, it was St. Patrick's Day. Things were closing down, and the bars were ripping on St. Patrick's Day a year ago. And unfortunately, it was at that point that we did have to close down the bars. But I'd like to think that as we get more outside, even bars, which are sort of not at the front of the line in terms of things opening up, we'll be able to take a second look there as well.
Oh, really? When do you think you might have a decision on bars reopening?
Certainly not for a month. I so prefer outdoors, especially when people aren't wearing a mask and having a few pops. But I think if the numbers stay as good as they are, Chaz, I mean, we've been in really good downward trend now for a month. We're at 2.5%. We've got more vaccinations, more shots in the arm per capita than just about anybody. It's making a big difference. Our nursing homes are some of the safest places to be now. Who would have thunk that 6 months ago?
Yeah. Are we? I believe we're among the lowest in the country at just under 2%. Schools, what's going to happen with schools and graduations?
Well, we've got about 99% of our schools open for in-person learning. Most of those are full-time. Many of those, some of those are hybrid. Very few, almost none, are closed. So that's really great. Hats off to our teachers. They've stepped up in a big way. And all the other folks, the paras and the janitors and the food service who are at the schools. Graduations, I'd like to think in June that we're going to be able to do it. But don't hold me to it quite yet, Chaz.
Gotcha. And high school sports, that's something that's changing on the first, right?
High school sports, the answer to that is yes. We said you're going to have up to 200 people in the stands, you know, for the last of the hockey and basketball. Spring sports, I think, look really good, overwhelmingly outside. And cheerleading is now allowed again.
We get in trouble on this show when we say cheerleading right. is not a sport.
I'll get my outfit on. Hang on.
Wow, we get in trouble. A lot of trouble. Yeah. Governor Lamont is on legalizing recreational marijuana. It's on your agenda. What do you think the chances are of that happening?
I think it's a close call. I mean, you look, it's amazing. South Dakota, Arizona, these are pretty conservative states, have all legalized it. But it's generally by referendum. I find that the people are say, look, it's probably an idea whose time has come. Our neighboring states are doing it. Massachusetts is advertising. You don't want to give it up to the underground market. But legislators probably still a little more cautious. But I think it's going to pass. I think it's the right thing to do. I think we can regulate it in a way that's much safer than what's going on right now.
And if you have to give it odds, like we'll get to gambling in the state in a second, but if you had to give it odds of passing, what do you think the odds would be?
I'd say 60-40, 2-1, something like that.
Is there a deal breaker in there for you where you wouldn't sign it?
It's one thing sort of interesting to me is Republicans increasingly are looking at marijuana, but say just grow your own. Do your own thing, you know, a different form of legalization. You know, we're saying let's do it on a regulated basis so you can regulate what goes into it and THC content and the such. I think deal breaker, I want to be cautious. I want to make sure we do it safely. I want to make sure we have trusted providers who at least start out getting it out there. I want the money to go to some of the most underserved communities.
So you were just saying why we wouldn't grow it here. So that other states will let folks grow their own. Is that a deal breaker for you? You don't want that to happen at first?
No, I don't think it's a deal breaker for me. It's Massachusetts, they allow grow your own. It's you know, you're not allowed to have more than six plants. And you ask Charlie Baker, how do you know if they have seven plants? How the heck do you enforce this type of stuff? And he said people complain if they have a lot of smoke, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I would err on the side of caution, but let's get going on a regulated basis.
Right. It's a good first step, right?
Kick off, yes.
Let's at least make a first step here. Right. Let's not get tied in details.
Baby steps here.
Governor Lamont's on sports betting.
I think it's going to happen. Look, if we learned one lousy lesson from the last 12 months is the world is moving virtual. We've learned that in health. We've learned that in the teaching. And we're going to learn that in betting. And sports betting will be one of the places where we're sitting down with the tribes. We're in active, good negotiations with them.
How's
trying
that
to
going?
Find a way that we can. It's going pretty well. I mean, you can give away the store and make a deal tomorrow. I'm trying to, make a good deal. A good deal for the tribes, but a good deal for the people across the state.
And, so they'd have to get a percentage or part of the action?
Well, tribute.
Oh, they'll do better than that. I mean, they're going to be doing a lot of sports betting. My hunch is both at the casinos and off casino as well. They'll be part of the game.
Oh, great. And how would you, what odds would you give that of happening?
I'd give that 2-1. It's going to happen.
2-1. All right, good.
Want to bet on it?
Yeah.
Put me on $20.
Let's see what you did.
$20.
I'm going to bet with the governor, though. I'm going to be on his side because I think he has inside information.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, go to the house.
I know this seems irrelevant, but, we talked to a person in New Haven who put it forward and said, you know, the state needs some good news. That's why we put it forward. Pizza is a state food. What do you think the chances are of that happening?
Why not? You know, as I tell Phil Murphy down in New Jersey, he's always boasting about his pizza. You know, I've never heard of Monmouth pizza, but I've heard of Mystic pizza, and New Haven pizza is the best. So doesn't bother me. Go for it.
Yeah, so you'd sign it, right?
Absolutely.
Like, if you didn't sign
it. I'm not going to pick a fight with pizza lovers.
Right. Think about how that would go. You could save the state from coronavirus, but you don't sign the pizza thing, and people will be coming up to Hartford with torches and pitchforks.
You just sign it on a pizza box.
Yeah.
that's an easy one.
Any announcements coming today or this weekend?
No, but next week is going to be a busy week, and to be blunt, Chaz, a complicated week, because it's essential workers, people with comorbidities, and that could represent, you know, over a million people in our state. And I look at New York, Jersey, Massachusetts, Florida, a lot of these states where they open the aperture for who can get vaccinated so wide that you had 50 cuffs and long lines and crashing websites. So I'm trying to find a way to, prioritize the people, the essential workers and folks with pre-existing conditions. Public health first, so we can do this in a, thoughtful way.
So there will be announcements regarding that, or you think it'll be a complicated week just because we're rolling out that?
No, it's still good. I've still got another 10 days, I think, on the 65 and above. We're 25% of the way through that group, which is great, but it's going to be at least another 10 days. But we'll make announcements, say, on Monday in terms of what the next stage is going to be.
Oh, can't you just tell us now?
Please?
I think it's probably going to be, 10 days, 2 weeks, we'll be able to break out the essential workers. They're clearly listed in the CDC, which is kind of helpful. And the folks with the comorbidities, those are the greatest health risk. We're talking to the hospitals about how they get prioritized. We'll be able to outline that next week.
All right. So you're not going to give us everything right now.
See, yeah, I hate keep you tuning in.
Yeah, no. We follow you around. I hate when we have you on, and then a couple hours later, I see you breaking news. I'm like, why wouldn't he just tell us that now?
To torture you.
I know.
Okay.
I guess I asked for it, though, right? Before we let you go, did you have a nice Valentine's Day? What does the governor do for the First Lady of Connecticut on Valentine's Day?
It was pretty quiet, I got to admit. Annie and I and the kids were back, so that was
great.
Pretty nice. pretty close to home, but I got my first vaccination last week. So
I saw that.
She can't. She's too young, so I'm going to get to go out in the town, and she's going to have to wait to be safe.
Did Cupid shoot you with it?
Yeah. Did you have any
vaccine envy?
How did you feel after that?
You know, I felt fine. Absolutely. No ill effects, side effects at all. I'm day four. You know, it's a little bit of a weight off your shoulders. I got to tell you, you just feel a little safer. And we're, you know, because there are a lot of communities out there, black and brown communities in particular, that are still hesitant about getting vaccinated. And I don't know where you are on that, but we're working really hard to convince people it's safe and effective. It only works if you get the vaccine.
Oh, excellent. So how long does the First Lady of Connecticut have to wait to get her vaccine? Which group is she in?
I keep telling her she's in the next group.
You're next, hon. You're next.
You're next, hon.
You're next,
hon.
Right here. You're on. If it was up to me, I'd do it like right now, but you got to wait.
Yeah. How do we start off on Valentine's Day and end up with me telling Annie when she can get vaccinated?
That's right.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. More of what you've come to expect from this show.
It just kind of happens.
Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Great to talk to you guys.
All right,
thanks.
Governor Lamont.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.